sure.
It's usually there.
It is.
It is, you're right.
It's in the back, all the way.
In the back? At a way, Brian.
On vacation already. Here we go. Obviously, you get the news on when, how long it's going to be out.
You guys.
So you knew this morning, you just decided to wait till about this one? But to come out with that type of performance, especially after the first period, I know the first was a little sloppy, but to put together that kind of performance, to show about the depth that you do have on this team.
Yeah, actually, the first period is on us too. We just didn't execute. We were playing a game that just wasn't suited to us. But in saying that, we didn't really give them anything. They had the puck a lot at first, but I think we only had 2 scoring chances. So we kind of liked that part. But we weren't commanding the puck. We were trying to take the easy route, and it just wasn't working for us in second. We kind of were playing as a unit through all 3 zones, and really helped our game.
You mentioned you were worried about Corey Perry because of all the chances he's been getting the first 15 games or so of the season. Just what was it like to kind of see him, you know, finally score there, and then what he did from the rest of the game? It seemed like he could add 2 more after that.
Hold on, let's take a step back. How about the guy that scored the first goal again? Like, that was his first goal with the Lightning.
Yeah.
So Perry actually is not, he's way behind. So I'm more excited for him.
Fair point.
Nearly 3 years. But you're happy for those guys. It just seemed it was one of those games. You know, Bobo scored, and then, you know, Corey's been around the net a ton this year, and you could tell, like, just the way that was a goal scorer's goal, and he can finish around there, and it was just a matter of time. And the guys obviously were really fired up for both he and Bobo.
You say, how about Bobo? Was he inspired by being a turkey chef?
What's that?
He's cooking Thanksgiving dinner for
everybody. Oh, yeah, the guys. I know.
But just his game in general. I mean, he was really active tonight. He was really engaged, and really has been since he came back from the injury.
Kubogo?
Yeah.
Yeah. He, skating is his asset, and when he's using his legs, he can be effective. And plus, he's got that big shot that he doesn't get off near enough. And when he's shooting like that, it's I wouldn't want to stop. In front of one of those, and it was finally one of those went in, but you gotta get him shooting the puck more. But it goes back to his legs, his skating, and he was on it tonight.
Vasilevsky gets a shot tonight. He's approaching 200 wins. I've asked you this before. If you look at his career when he was drafted, the expectations that were placed on him, has he even surpassed those with what he's done in the 6 years he's been in this league?
Well, 6 years in the league, and I don't know, you start getting people are considering, you know, who the best goalies in the league are, and his name is in the top 3 every single year. Now it's inching up to, you know, arguably the best goalie in the league. And to do that at such a young age, and that's pretty impressive. Now, you never know, like, goalies are so hard to read. When they're young kids, and you don't know how they're going to develop, but it's such a mental game playing the position. And not only he looks after himself, his body, knows exactly what he needs to do, but the mental side of things for him is that's what's come so far. And I don't know, there's nobody you'd rather have back there than him. He's exceptional, and like you said, to have that kind of moniker as it is now, the stats that back him up, it's such a not a ton of time in this league. It bodes well for us, that's for sure.
So Coach, last 2 games you gave up 3rd period leads. It looked like there was a conscious effort tonight to protect that lead in the 3rd period. Is that the case?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And you just, we're used to closing games out. The 3-goal lead is, usually that's you're hoping that's a decent lead, but you know, BB's goal was big to make it 4, and that kind of took the air out of their balloon. And so now you're playing for your goaltender, and you're hoping you can keep the goose egg up there, which we ended up doing. But I think the guys take a little pride in A, getting lead, and but holding on to it, that's a big thing.
When you talk about the trust the process message, is it coming back to games like this and seeing guys like Bobo and Perry cash in?
Well, they have to, right? It's an 82 game year, so those guys have been in this league a long time. And you can't, like, of course, Bowles is a little different than Perry's. Perry's, you know, put up 50 in this league before. But they've accepted the roles they are on the team, and they know their positive effect they have on the team. You just can't hang everything on goal scoring. Yes, you want to wake up the next day and be like, hey, I contributed, because everybody feels like you get points, you can contribute. But both those guys have been contributing in different ways, and so, and it's okay. It's okay not to score all the time. But I like, what I like is, you know, we spread around a bit tonight, and you know, Stammer had 3 points, but everybody else, you know, everybody seemed to be getting on the score sheet, and that's a good sign for us, especially with some of the high-end talent we have out right now.
He talked about not executing in the first period. Is it simply just not connecting on passes that led to some bad icings, or what was some of the things that you were
executing? Well, first of all, we played this, tried to play this long game that was not in our game plan, and so that's what contributed to just a boatload of icings. And you know, give Philly credit, they were on top of us all over the place. I mean, they were working, and so sometimes it's tough, like, just schedule, you know, you get a day off and grind some games out, and you come in, and at times that first period can be tough. But big part of it was we were just trying to play a long game that wasn't there. But we, like I said, we stayed connected through the zones where we started executing.
It seemed like Colton's line making an impact, even though they're not scoring, you know, goals. Like, they get more ice time from you and trust. What do you like kind of overall, like a trip right?
I like that they spend 3/4 of their shifts in the offensive zone. And so, and they're playing against, you know, matched up against Couturier's line most of the night. So playing, keeping their offensive guys in that, their defensive zone all night, it's really not that big of a deal, not scoring much, because they're definitely not scoring when they're playing in that zone. And so it can be tiring on the other team, frustrating. That's kind of what those guys are doing. They're just frustrating. So that's why their ice time's going up.
Looking forward to seeing Yanni on Friday?
Yeah, actually I am. it's tough watching those guys in other jerseys, and so, but just to play the Kraken and a new team and new vibe, and I'm sure Yanni will be excited to play, that's for sure. So hopefully the crowd gives him the ovation he deserves.
Good practice tomorrow. Here it is.